Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud. Today we're going to continue learning about what's in a name. So let's say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kitchanu L'mitzvah Tavitz Ivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Okay, so yesterday we started looking at Pirkei Avot. We did Avot 110. And 111, and we were talking about something called the onomasticon, which is the list of names, and how the list of names in a culture is the very last thing to be wiped out. And so when you're in Bible or Rabbinic Lit, you should always look at the name and look up the name to see what is the root of that name. Every Hebrew word has a three-letter root. And those three letters can tell you a great deal about what the word means. Okay, so we looked at Shemaya and Avtalion. Shemaya, somebody that listens to God or a traditional teaching or somebody that serves a master. And Avtalion, the shortest really in there is Bet Tet Lamed, which means a tail to nullify, and even more specifically, a light that burns to no purpose, idleness, waste, that kind of thing. And we brought up the issue, if I were a mom, would I name my kid that? Probably not. So, you can think, you can kind of see, well, that may be a made-up name. And of course, the question is, did these guys exist? There are a lot of really good scholars who don't think they did. I know that's not going to be helpful to a lot of you, but I just have to put it out there on the table. Sorry. It's not half as bad as what I'm going to do to you right now. Two of our most famous sages are called Hillel and Shammai, right? You've heard of them, right? Hillel is the, if I am not for myself, who has earned me? If I care only for myself, what am I? And if not, now when, right? Everybody knows Hillel. That's the name of the college Jewish groups. Okay. So we have these two sort of opposing characters in Pirkei Avot, Hillel and Shammai. So again, let's use our grammar to find out what the names mean. So Hillel, the root is He Lamed Lamed, which means to praise, right? As in Hallelujah, right? And Hallelujah means let's praise God. And then Shammai, the shorish, the root for his name is Shin Mem Mem, to shame. So again, put yourself in the position of the mom. You're really going to name your kid Shammai? I mean, actually, again, if you want to respond on the podcast site as theories as to why would a mother name her kid that, I'd be interested for something that makes sense of it, okay? In the absence of thinking that a mother would name her kid Shameful One, I'm going to suggest that Hillel and Shammai are either made-up characters, or they had, or it's like a pun referring to different people or different groups or something, because you have Hey Lamed Lamed to praise and Shin Mem Mem to shame. Again, it's as if Hillel is the cowboy wearing the white hat in a spaghetti western, and Shammai is the cowboy wearing the black hat in the spaghetti western. You know who the good guy is, right? Hillel is the good guy and Shammai is the bad guy. Just the way we knew that with Shemaya and Avtalion, Shemaya, the one that listens to God, is the good guy, and Avtalion, the one who wastes time and, you know, is the bad guy. So either these are nicknames or, again, love to hear your theories. Some very, very respectable scholars that I respect believe that Shammai and Hillel did not exist as people. Now, their schools may have existed later, and of course, there are some people who say they did exist. Again, put yourself in mom's position. Are you going to name your kid Shammai? Okay. Before we go all the way down that road, I just want to bring up one other thing. If you look at the story of Cain and Abel, at the, you know, in the very beginnings of the Torah, right? Well, if you look at Abel's name is not Abel. Abel's name is Hevel. Hevel means hay, bet lamed means vanity in the sense of futility. And it is a key word for wisdom literature, especially, for example, the book of Ecclesiastes, which begins with the words, Hevel Hevelim, Hakol Hevelim, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. So, if your mom, if you're Eve, would you really name one of your kids nothingness, futility, vanity, not going to accomplish anything? Would you really? So, on the assumption that nobody is naming their kid that, a theory that we might use to explain that name is that the story of Cain and Abel is the wisdom literature school's creation story. Then it all starts to make sense, right? Wisdom literature is just all about how really ridiculous human beings are in their pursuits sometimes. So, of course, their version of creation is going to be the creation ends up in the first murder in human history. See how it kind of falls into place there? Again, so the names are important. They mean stuff. Okay. Oh, my. Just too much to tell you here about the names. All right, we're going to stop here, and we're going to pick up tomorrow with the things that Hillel and Shammai said. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.